We practiced basketball all summer in hopes that we would make the junior high squad. We ran our asses off that summer in hopes that we'd wear those blue and white tank tops, bouncing balls in the gym for all the ninth grade cheerleaders. We practiced basketball all fall. The ball would swish right through the net. Me and my best friend Moki, we stood about 5'2" and 98 pounds, soaking wet. But only 15 guys could make that team, and me and Moki, we had our dreams. 15 guys, he says, we were hoping it'd be both of us. It'd be both of us. Mr. Hamilton doubled as the art teacher and the basketball coach. He was a nice enough man, stood 6'7", played some college ball. We always hoped that if we took his art class, he would like us more and he would need us. He would need us, he would need us on his team. But only 15 guys could make that squad, and every night I prayed to God. 15 guys, he says, we were hoping it'd be both of us, it'd be both of us. Those names on Sunday in the afternoon. He said he'd put those 15 names up by 2, and that maybe there'd be 4 alternates added at the bottom. Oh, I tried to ride my bike. No, that's not what happened next. We rode our bikes down the long hallway in the junior high. Our hearts were pounding, the sweat was rolling, pouring down our eyes. I'll never forget how long that hallway seemed, and I could still see the names in the big black felt pen. Moki's name was listed in the 7th spot. We jumped for joy, then my name we looked for, but it was nowhere to be found. It was nowhere to be found. I tried to ride my bike out of that hallway, tears were falling. Coach Renfro stood there at the corner of the gym. He was a wrestling coach. He said, "Hey, Pulse, what's the matter with you?" He said, "I need you on the wrestling team. I need a 98 pounder. I need a 98 pounder." Hey, everyone just wants to be needed. Everyone just wants to be greeted with a big hello. Everyone just wants to be needed. And where are you? Where are you? Thank you. Hey, is Lisa Sanders here by any chance? You are? This is a song that I wrote with Lisa, and tonight we're going to do a little study, and it's kind of a college class, Comparisons and Contrast 101. This is a song that I wrote with Lisa. It's going to be coming out on her CD called Isn't Life Grand? And the name of the song is Rainbow. She came over to my house to write a song, and we sat down in my living room, and we said, if we write this song, we can go out and have a big bottle of red wine and eat some good food. So instead of writing one song, we wrote two songs. And the reason that I'm telling you this is because I'm going to do the song for you right now. It's called Rainbow. Then I'm going to have Lisa come up, and we're going to do a song called Lazy Days. And then she's going to do Rainbow. So you're going to have to hear it twice, because why not? Because then there's two different ways you get to hear it. So here goes.